的专家，你不是这个。
Worship the King.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. Gloria, hallelujah. Amen. That was the 100th Psalm.
Good morning. Just so that you know in advance, you'll see that there's a microphone stand that's missing, along with a music stand. Linda Lowen and Lasse will not be here today due to a family crisis. So I'm stepping in a little bit, so bear with me while I go through a couple of my notes. I'll be starting with some announcements, and then we'll get on with music. Try not to be too terribly long here. First of all, are there any guests that need to be introduced? Not to embarrass them, but my parents are here in the balcony. John and Gloria Zacharias.
Yes. Also, my daughter-in-law's here.
Of course.
Cheryl Lowen and Michaela.
Who will be performing for us in a little while. Anyone else? All right, so to go to a couple of announcements, first in our church family, Chris wanted me to point out that on Wednesday, the youth are going to U-Putts mini golf, 7 o'clock start. I think that's a different time for them. Next Sunday, of course, the youth have been working on ensuring that we have fellowship before church in the morning. So next week at 11:15, there'll be coffee and muffins. Not sure who else is involved in getting that organized, but thank you, Chris and youth for getting that organized. And that will be in the back of the church as we had a couple weeks ago. I'm sorry, what did I say, 11:15? No, no. That would be halfway through the church service, 10:15. Spring tea this afternoon at Bethania. And tomorrow night, also at Bethania, Willing Helpers will meet. So that's tomorrow at 6:40 to present your spring program. This is the last program until October, and you're invited to stay afterwards for refreshments in the tea room. In our church family, congratulations go out to Andreas and Maria Weeb on the arrival of Elliot Simon Weeb on April 23rd. Proud grandparents are Heinrich and Margarita Fust. And congratulations also go out to Tara and Ryan Ediger on the birth of Isaac Eric Ediger on April 16th. Proud grandparents are Lillian and Dave Coley, along with the proud great-grandparents Frank and Tina Queering. We thank God for the blessings of these new arrivals in these people's family. On the prayer request side, prayers and thoughts go out to Abe and Lenora Weeb on the death of Abe's sister, Helen Neufeldt, on April 27th. Please also keep Abe's nephews, Marv Weeb and Dennis Neufeldt, in your prayers, as both are dealing with serious health issues. Werner Peters is actually home from the hospital, but he'll return every Monday and Wednesday and Friday for dialysis over the next month. Thank you very much from the family for your get well wishes and your prayers. Are there any other prayer requests at this point? Oh, I'm sorry. I have it written down here. The youth would like to thank all those that donated the paints and the painting supplies for the painting of their room. Thanks, you, Matthew. I had it written down. I'm sorry. Any other prayer requests at this time? At this time, also, we would like to open up the mic for any sharing that anybody has.
Leonora Weeb, thanks for the many prayers and the support. Just an update. Marv is in Riverview. He is getting rehab for his stroke. Marv is 46 years old and has a very young family. Dennis, the news is not so good. They are going to assess him and see whether he needs a heart transplant.
Good morning. My name is Erna Ray. I wanted to draw everyone's attention to number 15 in the bulletin, the Recycled Orchestra in Winnipeg. I had the privilege of listening to them yesterday and was totally amazed to listen to a flute made out of a water pipe, a saxophone made out of a drain spout, a violin made out of a paint can and a baking tin. These youngsters made the most amazing music, and if you do have time tonight, it's well worth attending. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Brian Dick. Last week you probably had an update on Ashley that the tumor was benign, but on Linda and my side, we'd like to thank the whole congregation for their prayers, their support. And at this point, it's almost, you know, when you hear good news like this, then you think of all the others in the congregation who don't have the good news. So our hearts and our prayers go to you as well, who don't have the good news, but we did receive the good news, and thank you for your prayers. Thank you.
I would just like to share, I mean, last week I think I mentioned that our daughter Sandra had a growth, and she had surgery, and I'm so pleased to announce that the tumor was benign. So we're very, very pleased, and we thank you for all your support.
Anyone else?
It was drawn to my attention that on the calendar for May, the Mission Choir is singing on the 25th. Something got missed there. So we are not singing on the Monday the 12th, but we are singing Sunday the 25th. Okay?
Well, part of worshiping together is to come together and to collectively look to God and to give our thanks and to pour our hearts out and to reaffirm to each other that God is here with us, walking with us. So would you bow with me as we pray? Well, God, today is a special Sunday for us, the church, as we get together and focus on you through song. We're reminded of your amazing love and the way that you have shown your love through your creation, through Jesus, through the church, and the way that you walk with us and care for us. We're reminded in the midst of all of it, God, that there are times when we have not always been faithful. We have not always listened to your Spirit. There are times we have treated others as less than we should. There are times we have allowed ourselves to be selfish and unkind. There are times that we have not lived out the good news of your amazing love. So we ask that you would forgive us. We are so grateful that as we listen to the struggles in our life, we can turn to you and together present them to you. We ask that you would be with those who are in hospital, that you would be with Margaret Jensen and Mary Letkamin and Gerhard Brown. We ask that you would be with those in personal care homes, Margaret Berg, Martin Bergen, Agnes Dirksen, John Gunther, Anna Hildebrandt, Elizabeth Clausen, Margaret Clausen, Dagmar Redekup, Maria Wiens, Valentine Harder, Hildegard Knopf, and Rob Bell. And this morning, may they feel your presence and our care for them in a special way. We ask that you would be with those who are grieving. Today we think especially of Abe and Leonora Weeb as they have said goodbye to Abe's sister. We ask that you would be with those of us who are struggling in our lives in whatever area, whether it's with struggles with our health or with our marriages, with families, with relationships, whatever our point of struggle, we ask that you would be with us and help us to hold hands as we care for one another. We think also of our larger world and the pain that happens. We've seen in so much of the Ukraine in the news lately, and we think also of Syria and the struggles that go on there. And God, we thank you. We thank you for the many wonderful things in life, for the gift of new life, like Elliot Weeb and Isaac Ediger. Be with them as they grow. Help them to know that they are deeply loved, not only by family and by you, but by all of us. We are thankful for the many organizations that we can function through, organizations like MCC and Westgate and CMU, through the Mennonite Church Manitoba and Canada, and many other organizations that help us to extend the love that you have shown us to the world. Thank you for our camps. Be with those who are preparing now for summer camps. Give them joy and a sense of excitement and creativity as they plan. Thank you for our schools. We think of our students who are out of university, beginning or looking for jobs. Be with them. May this be a good summer. We think also for those in grade school, that you would be with both staff and students as they look forward to another 2 months. We come to you grateful, trusting, confident, committing ourselves to follow you with our lives. Amen.
All right, so now it's time for the music to start. But first, a few words. This Sunday service came about as a result of a fair bit of conversation, but Linda Lowen was really the driving force behind, you know, the organization and so on. So it's really unfortunate that she can't be here to join in and listen. I joke that she can listen to it off the website later, but that's not half the same. So I'm going to read her words. This is what she was going to say this morning. From a conversation about NKMC and the musical gifts of many of the members and friends of this church began the idea of an all-music worship service. Music is an important part of all of our church services. Songs are usually chosen to reflect the theme of the message. Today, these songs will be the message. The collection of songs has been chosen because the words hold a special meaning to the group or the individual. You will know the words to many of these songs being sung. Today I would like to encourage us all to meditate on those words and how the message and the message of the song. Often when I hear a Bible verse, I hear the song with the same words. I do the same. This is Linda's words, but I hear the verse, or I hear the song in the verse. Today, I will be reading two scripture verses that Linda chose that you generally hear a fair bit in praise and worship songs that we do. So Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. And then Psalm 19, verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
We will now be singing Blessed Be Your Name. So it is in your bulletin. So if you could pull it out and please join us in song. And if you're able to, would you please stand?
I chose this song for us to sing for a couple of reasons. One, because it talks about praising the Lord in good times and in bad. A particular line that I think of when I play this song is, though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. And I don't mean offering as it means your wallets. I mean in the giving that you give in serving your Lord.
the second reason why I love this song is because of what just happened right here. Thank you. Now, if the children would come up, please. Yes, I need your help. No, Adina is not one of the children. And I know they need to get downstairs to work on their Mother's Day program for next week. So if you don't sit down. Could you stand up and sort of stand on? Yeah, stand there, sort of facing me, sort of not, whatever. And we and the congregation are going to sing a song, okay? And it's going to be the one that you guys chose not to sing next week, but we're going to sing it today. The Lord loves me, and so please, everybody knows this one, so please join us. You can go downstairs. Thank you. Singing a hymn, Praise, I Will Praise You, Lord.
Praise You, Lord. We will sing all three verses in English and then repeat verse 1. And in order to praise, I'm going to have to ask those of you who can, please stand.
Thank you. song. Precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. Jesus, my Redeemer, name above all names, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, oh, for sinners slain. Thank you, my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. When I stand in glory, I will see his face. There I'll serve my King forever in that holy place. Thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee. Filled with messages from thee. My life goes on in endless song, above earth's lamentation. I catch the sweet, though far off hymn, that hails a new creation. Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear that music ringing. It finds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? No stone can shake my inmost core, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? What though my joys and comforts die, the Lord my Savior liveth. What though the darkness gathered round, songs in the night he giveth. The peace of Christ makes fresh my heart, a fountain ever springing. All things are mine since I am his. How can I keep from singing? No stone can shake my inmost calm,
to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? Süße Lieder, zu deiner Frühlingsbrand. Deine Sonne strahlt wieder auf die Wunde deiner Macht. Ringsum wartet selig Leben, alle Kräfte sind erneut. Blüten sind dem Baum gegeben, Kränze auf die Flur gestreut, Kränze auf die Flur gestreut. Möchte mit den Vögeln singen, möchte mit den Blumen blühen, möchte mich zur Höhe schwingen, wo die goldenen Wolken ziehen. Möchte in den Himmel fliegen, baden mich im Licht der Welt. Und in langen, durstigen Zügen trinken aus des Lebens Quell. Trinken aus des Lebens Quell. Lieder, gib mir süße Lieder, zu deiner Frühlingsbrand. Gab's dem Vogel sein Gefieder und des Sanges Zaubermann. Hast auch mir ein Herz gegeben, das ich deiner Wunder freut. O, so lass es auch erschweben auf des Sanges Seligkeit, auf des Sanges Seligkeit.
We will be now taking the collection while Peter plays us some choral variations. You can read the author in the bulletin. I don't know exactly how to pronounce that. Thank you.
Fly Away, And when I think about this song, I think about when I was really little. I think I was 4 or 5, and I had my first ballet dance recital, and this was the song that I danced to. And when I was that little, I always, when I heard the words, like, "I'll fly away," I always pictured everybody being like little birds flying to God in heaven in his little nest or something like that. So this song is kind of special to me in that way. And I think it kind of works with spring as well, because, you know, we're flying away and this is when the birds come back to us. And I don't know, I always picture this song as like springtime. And I think we all need, you know, spring right now because it's been such a cold winter. So this song is my ode to spring. Some bright morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to that home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah. By and by, I'll fly away. Mm-hmm.
name is Dana Rempel, and this is Reed Isaac, and we will be performing Sure on the Shining Knife by Samuel Barber. I love this piece. The text is absolutely beautiful. It can be interpreted in like 1,000 different ways, so it's a song for all occasions, really. What I love about the music is it's got this really great canon in it, which is basically an echo of one thing. I'll sing a certain rhythm or melodic passage, and then you'll hear it in Reed's part. So it's kind of like this underlying thing that's always there, which we can relate, obviously, to the Lord. So it's I'm interpreting it that way for today. So thank you.
Sure on the shining night of stormy shadows roar, kindness must watch for me.
They're laughing because I just said that's a tough act to follow. Both of them.
Okay. The next song is called Faithful One. The first time I heard this song was at my brother-in-law's funeral, David. His wife, Violet, sang it. And she did a wonderful job. And the words, all through the storm, your love is the anchor. And that also has been true for my life. There have been storms in our lives, and although the storms are not removed, God anchors us. As long as we are faithful to Him, He will be faithful to us. Well, that's not exactly true. He's always faithful to us, no matter how faithful we are to Him. So, we haven't done this song before. It's brand new, and we're missing Linda, who always provides a harmony, and it's also very important to this song, but we will do our best, and God is faithful.
Faithful one, so unfailing.
This is Linda's song. And I encourage you to take the words that are in your bulletin, sing along, but then take them home and read them through a couple of times and reflect on the journey that we're all on.
Thank you.
To turn in your brown hymn books to number 535, and let's stand to sing How Great Thou Art.
Oh.
Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Let's all join together. Number 606 in your brown book, and that will be our blessing then for the meal. And you're certainly all invited. Looks like wonderful food down there, so come and join us, one and all. Doesn't matter if you brought anything, everyone is welcome.